This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
Hello everybody, Brent Lindekew, the Good Things Guy here, with the last Jackpot show of the year. And what a year it's been. 2020 has been filled with so much trauma. We've lost loved ones, businesses, incomes, health, faith in our leaders, and every ounce of what we used to call normal. COVID-19, caused by a virus with unprecedented deadlines and a ferocious contagion, brought the world to a standstill. As we struggle to process the pandemic's rising death toll and reel from its economic impact, we can't move or gather together freely. Our normalcy is gone. Coronavirus anxiety is everywhere. The future is uncertain and the outlook feels bad. It's been tough, I know. But I also know that there have been many moments this year that have stood out above the rest and need to be celebrated. So I put a call out on social media for you to send one good thing that happened to you this year. And good grief, I've been left completely hopeful and inspired. All the feels. Have a listen here.
My good news story for 2020, amongst all the madness and COVID, I was involved in a car accident and I had a spinal cord injury where I didn't have the use of my legs. So fast forward January 2020, I decided to move closer to the ocean because I obviously felt like maybe there might be healing entities in the ocean that might be able to heal me. Long story short, on the 2nd of February 2020, woke up, my legs were twitching, and I could walk!
The best thing that happened to me in 2020 was a realization that I really can work from anywhere, and that's opened my life up to a way of living in a less confined way, in a less linear way, that I could take my children away more often and choose to live in different places. Fell in love with Joburg as a city, such a Cape Town girl, never thought that would happen, absolutely loved Joburg. So yes, thank you 2020 for forcing some necessary change in terms of being more flexible and living a broader life. Not the life in lockdown, that wasn't very broad, but since then, being able to operate in different cities and in different ways, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yusuf Abramchi, social activist. You will recall that during the early days of the hard lockdown, thousands of South Africans were at home. Many of them didn't know where the next meal was coming from. It was heartening to note how South Africans, how corporates, how people across the board opened their hearts and digged deep into their pockets. Millions and millions of rands of food aid, of sanitizers were distributed to communities in need, right from Pretoria to Cape Town to parts of KwaZulu-Natal. This again showed the power of Ubuntu. It showed that we are a caring nation, and really South Africans went a very long way in trying to help those in need. Thousands and thousands of families were helped. I remember the long queues where people were standing for hours and hours waiting for a food hamper. That filled my heart with joy to show that South Africans care, that we really make a difference, and that we worry about our neighbors. That is the spirit that we need to keep alive in 2021.
So one amazing thing that's happened to me this year is that I met the man of my dreams and I fell head over heels in love.
Thank you, Brent, for this opportunity. After a year like 2020 with so many lows, I couldn't think of a better way to end the year than on a positive note with stories, happy stories from South Africans around this beautiful country. On a personal standpoint, two things stick out for me. One being my best friend getting married to the love of his life. Unfortunately, we couldn't be there due to COVID, but seeing how happy he was and seeing how happy she is really warmed my heart this year. And the second thing is, me personally, I got the opportunity this year to reconnect with my family. We've always had a strong bond, but this year just reinforced how strong my family bond is, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
So here's a story I'd like to share. You think that it was all good. you think that it was all bad. But actually, it was terrible and amazing at the same time. My son lost his job. He was retrenched. He was an addict. And during the time that he was alone, locked down, he managed by himself to wean himself off all the drugs, found a new job and a better life. And actually, I can't thank this lockdown enough for bringing my son back to me. It was hard, it was horrible, but at the same time, it was absolutely fantastic.
One of the best things that's happened to me this year is getting my story picked up from your article and then got a carte blanche for me to finally be able to share my story on a big platform to people, and really just by sharing, encourage people and give them hope for their future and for the future, obviously because of what everyone's gone through this year and what a hectic year it's been. Just to give people hope, I guess. Hope in a time of despair and hope in a time of bad times. That just to look up that regardless of the news you get and the circumstances you dealt, there's always a way forward.
I had a heart attack on the 11th of June in the height of COVID. I survived. Two stents later, a few months after I saw my cardiologist, he said I'm good for another 81 years. I'm already 82. And so I can continue with my community work. I have survived. I am a survivor. Thank you.
Good morning, Brett. By far the best thing that's come from this year is how close I've become with my family and how much I value and appreciate close connections, friends and loved ones. It's something I don't think I'll ever be able to take for granted again.
We all need some positivity after this crazy, mad year that we've had. And I think it's a fantastic initiative. And if I can think about one good thing that's happened this year, it was the fact that lockdown brought so many new things from a family type of perspective, and it enabled us as a family of seven to spend quality time together and do family things within the four walls confinement of home, and being able to share experiences that we probably would never have done if we were living a normal life, each carrying on with our day-to-day activities. And it was a really cool thing to be able to share crazy things like board games, which, you know, we haven't done for so long. And I think that was an amazing thing, and it teaches us a lot of resilience and just being able to have those family moments again and turn them into memories and turn the negative situation of lockdown into really cool family memories that we can look back on and have a proper giggle and laugh about. Once again, thanks again for all of your positivity, dude. All the best for 2021.
So one good thing that happened to me this year was my photography business, Capture the Moment, got more clients. I was so happy. And yeah, that's one really good thing that happened to me this year.
I think for me, one of the positives of the year 2020 has been an overwhelming need to connect with people more, family, friends, acquaintances and things like that. I just think that we became way too wrapped up in ourselves and our lives and business and personal things instead of being good people. And I think the one thing that a global pandemic can teach you is that we need to be better humans. And I'd like to think that in 2020, we're going to all come out of this probably battered and probably bruised, but better people. And I, for one, think that's one of the best things to come out of this.
I got married to my best friend, the absolute love of my life. We got our fur babies, not just one, but what? Two. And we moved into our first home together. How exciting.
Hi, Brenty. This is your good friend, Travis. One good thing that has happened to me this year is that I finally got to marry my best friend. Regardless of the current situation that is going on around the world, we still made it happen. So at least there is some good that's going on.
Axel say the song, from Axel say the Jij is niet alleen, dit was regtig baie, baie cool. Die ding is, hierdie jare het baie gevat aan mense, daar is baie, baie gesinne waarvan ek weet wat iemand verloor het, en daar is ook baie mense wat werke verloor het, besighede het toegemaak. Dit is so bad. Maar as al goedkies is, wat ons kan weet, is dat ons is nie alleen nie, en dit is so bitter belangrik, nee. Vat bijvoorbeeld door egg challenges wat ons gedoen het, dit is so stupid en so gross, maar ons het dit allemaal saam gedoen, jy was nie alleen nie, nee. En ek meen die tyd dat het lockdown level 5 was, wat ons allemaal allerhande goed gestook het by die huis, ek meen, ons het dit dan nie gedraai nie, maar nog steeds, net om 'n bietjie iets te kry, jy weet, 'n ou doppiekie net vir die senuwees, jy weet, en die illegal sigarette, dit is baie special.
We walked into the year 2020 with not knowing what to expect, and there were so much negativities around us day in and day out, the lockdown, the pandemic, you know, people falling ill, and eventually really hit us hard when people around us started to get sick. And it's not a day that we go by not having to pay attention to the negative part of our daily lives and the new normal. But I've managed to find so much positivities and so many people that have come out to assist others when in need, when everything else was so down and grey. I just want to share with you some of my best personal, you know, experiences for the year 2020. When we were in the hardest of lockdown, people were running out of food and people didn't have enough masks or sanitizers to ensure that they are being kept healthy. I was approached by, you know, people, just people, not major corporates, not major international organizations, but just people to say to me, Michael, we want to offer some assistance. We got food, we got masks, we want to give to the police officers, to the nurses, to the doctors, to the EMS workers. You know, I was so inundated with all this positivity that I really kept myself busy during the hardest of the lockdown. I was able to work because I had an essential workers permit, and I did nothing more than just being a delivery person, delivering all the love, all the care, and all the kindness of the people of Joburg to the other people of Joburg that are in need. So I just want to say this. And thank you, by the way, for the good thing, guy, for allowing me the opportunity to convey my message of appreciation. Joburg, I love you. There are so much positivities out there. You know, let's be focused. Let's get through this all together, holding hands. We will come out tops. No one, no disease, no sickness, no virus will ever beat us as long as we keep positive. Thank you.
This year I managed to finish my thesis for my special needs education honors degree. And I froze my eggs at Vitalab.
Hey, this is Mark Stent. And COVID times have been a bit trying in the music industry. There's been no gigs. Things have slowed down quite a lot for us. But what's so amazing about it is it's got me and a lot of people looking at different things, different ways to be creative, different ways to share our passions for music. For me specifically, COVID made me make a decision that I've been wanting to do for so long and probably wouldn't have done. I moved to the garden route, to the coast, and I'm literally living the best life that I've ever lived, doing new things, learning new things. So I think through COVID, good things can happen if you allow them to happen. Bad is only bad if you allow it to be bad. And that saying goes that if you can be happy, no matter what your circumstances, you'll always be happy. And that's what COVID has taught me. I'm super grateful for it and looking forward to an amazing 2021.
I've met, started dating, moved in, traveled with the love of my life in 2020.
I own a hinterland lodge. It's a boutique hotel in KZN in Ulundi. It's really done well this year. It's grown massively this year, and even next year is already good. So yeah, like it's obviously been a horrible year for everybody, and I've also lost an aunt as well, which was very sad. And that was very sad, of course. But yeah, overall it's been a really, really great year for me. It's been a great year business wise and even personally. It's weird to say, you know what I'm saying? But it's been a really, really great year for me. I do feel like this year was the breakthrough year.
As we reflect on the year that was, let us not only take the hardship and the pain, the struggle and the frustration of 2020 with us, let us rather look at the moments that we would not have had, the moments with families at home around a dinner table or around the kitchen, cooking meals that we probably wouldn't have cooked during this year had it been business as usual. Let us think of the moments of time that we have sat and laughed and spent such quality time with our families during lockdown or with those that we hold dearest to us, the conversations that we had because we had a little bit more time, the thoughts that we were able to deal with, and all that we pack away sometimes far in the back of our minds. Let us think of the opportunities that came with lockdown and with the year 2020, and let us take those as stepping stones to be stronger people, a stronger community, and a stronger South Africa as we go into 2021.
So one good thing that happened to me in 2020 is I received a ton load of perspective on what is important, what to actually focus on, and how to go forward, not only with 2021, but with the rest of my life.
Hey, this is Danny Painter, and the one good thing, there were many good things actually, but the best thing for me about 2020 was the opportunity to reconnect with my high school best friend on house party. I wouldn't have had that opportunity had it not been for this tumultuous year and for all of the lockdowns, and I wouldn't change that for the world. I'm so grateful that she's back in my life.
Properly all the feels. Thank you, South Africa, for sending all of those voice notes through. It has been the most bizarre year, but we cannot lose sight of the good things. And as the world fights to figure this all out, I'll still be holding doors for strangers, letting people cut in front of me in traffic, saying good morning to whoever and whenever I can, keeping babies entertained in grocery lines, tipping generously, calling everyone by their name on their name tag, sharing food with whoever is hungry, being patient with sales clerks, and smiling at people as often as I am provided with the opportunity. Why? Because we cannot stand idly by and live in a world where unconditional love is invisible. I will continue to love louder and more often and share more kindness than is necessary. I will be kind to others' frustrations and their feelings. I will be kinder because I understand that we are all facing battles that we know nothing about. This is a horrible trauma that we are all going through and we are all suffering in some way. These unprecedented times, yes, we hate that word, but this is what they are, mean that we are all dealing with a lot of realities that we never thought we would have to face. Sometimes it can really feel like it's all too much. It can feel like it's so much bigger than us, a problem that we just can't fix. And so all we can do is slowly watch our lives and ourselves becoming undone while the world feels like it's falling apart around us. Simply put, we are all facing something very cruel and incredibly unkind. But we cannot let the cruel make us unkind, and we cannot let the unkind make us cruel. If every person who listened to this incredibly inspirational podcast made it a rule that wherever you are, whenever you can, and whoever you deal with, you will try to act a little kinder than is necessary, the world really would be a better place. And I think we could all deserve a better place right now. Happy 2021. Love louder. Be kinder. Wishing you only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. And you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.